This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:09 Monday morning, and it is Disney time.
Hooray!
Please call now if you'd like to experience the magic of Disney at Christmas time. It is the most magical time of the year. We have a four-pack of tickets for caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. We're doing this all week. Christmas with Mickey, everybody. 9, 11, and 3 p.m. every weekday. Oh, crank this up. A little Disney Moana.
You like that one, Hooman?
Well, I got it was just a last minute. I like it. It's not my favorite.
But it's
like
not?
It. No. I would have played, you know, No One Fights Like Gaston or something.
No, you got to do...
But what about when her and Nefiti are like face to face? What about that part? You didn't cry?
No. The time I cried in the film, and I watched it three times in a row, so I'd cry three times in a row, is when she's on the boat and she's about to give up and her grandmother comes back as a
spirit.
Oh,
that one got you.
How about you?
Did that one get you? Got me too. Sure. Absolutely.
How many times did you cry in this movie?
I only cried the once.
A few times. And... every time, and it was really bumming me out because she kept wanting to watch it, and it kept getting me, and I kept thinking it can't get me again, and then it would get me
again. Did she notice you crying, and when the part comes up, she looks up and she's like, are you gonna cry?
No.
You big baby?
No, because I don't make, she's even said, you don't make sound when you cry.
Oh.
Only,
yeah, just a little leap. Don't you have to go, eh!
Yeah, no, I don't do that. No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's been a discussion at my house. Dad doesn't just stuck. Yeah, he doesn't make noise.
He doesn't blubber.
Nope.
So yeah, you do the blubbering in this family.
Right.
I love this lady song.
I love this one.
Yeah, it's good. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's all Lin-Manuel Miranda, right? Didn't he write the music for this one?
He did.
The guy from Hamilton. This part. Oh, she didn't do that nice.
What color do they have to be?
97.
97. Yeah. Hooman's gonna run out and
oh, Yuzi's not answering?
Well, I'll go.
Oh, she is on it.
Yeah, she's
on it. Oh, she is on it. Okay, good. Well, there you go, buddy. You're off the hook. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We get texts throughout the morning.
We do.
And here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. 415 says, you guys should totally use Elfster.
What's Elfster?
It's a Secret Santa website where each person can create their own wish list, and it will select the person for you. So no guessing on what the person wants. I don't think we
Yeah, we like to do it the old-fashioned way, where Hooman spends more money and we all let him down.
A lot of people wrote in, they like Hooman's guesstimate on his waist size at 34. Some say it might be a 36 minimum, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess he can always return whatever you buy.
Well, I was thinking maybe a Lululemon gift card might be the way to go.
Oh, right. There you go. Then he can go get the pants that
he wants.
Him.
And if you, you know, then you could get him $25, which is the agreed upon amount, and he can put his own cash toward.
There you go.
Right, Hooman?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
My son loves Lululemon pants. He wears them every day and says they are the most comfortable pants ever.
I did not even know they made men's pants. So are they stretch yoga pants? What are these
They're
pants?
Like slacks, but when Bryn and I were doing a promotion for Lululemon back in the day, he would take pictures doing the splits in these like
because they're so
slacks.
Flexible.
Yeah.
I see.
So, you know, whenever I have to go to a gala and I have to put on a tux, I'll put those pants on.
With the tux?
With the tux.
Boy.
That's how awesome they are.
That does sound awesome. Impressively awesome.
Well, you do know all the tricks, don't you?
Well, I mean, you're in that suit. You're in that penguin suit for 4 hours. I mean, you've got to be comfortable. Minimum.
Yeah.
You got good pants. It makes it at
you're
least
have
60%.
A good night.
Oh, yeah. Good night, good pants.
510 is a cacti snob. Go to Cactus Jungle in Berkeley, not Home Depot.
Well, go wherever, you know. It's good news for succulents today, all right?
What now?
Don't be so picky. Right. So that's, and then someone in there said they're succulents.
Yeah. Like,
okay. So I just feel weird saying succulents when I don't know a lot about it.
Just say cacti.
Cactus is fine.
It's fine.
I pay $40 each year for a picture of my kids melting down on Santa's lap, and I am going back again this year, says 650.
Well, see, that there
they
it
even
is.
Sent
some people
the pictures.
Like it.
Their kids screaming on Santa's lap.
Let me see the screaming kid. I like that stuff.
There's a couple of them there. A couple years in a row.
Oh, none of them look happy.
510 says, saw one kid reading her list while her sister was just wailing. Yeah, it's an adventure.
These are great.
I bet Johnny Depp could spend $1 billion.
Oh, I bet he could. Yeah. That's funny. These are great. Thanks for sending them.
Yeah, we don't know how to blow through money. We're not like that. But Johnny Depp,
he knows how.
That's how to make $1 billion disappear. Poof. Well, doesn't he have an expensive wine
habit?
Well, like daily. Mm-hmm. He drinks super expensive
bottles of wine. I think they had like a monthly wine allotment that was like a million, like some ridiculous amount, like $1 million a month in wine. He can't just drink a bottle of $2 Chuck.
Right.
You know? He's got to get only the finest wines to get wasted on.
Hello, radio family. If you need help going through old secret shows and putting up the audio, I will gladly volunteer my time to do it for free. Love you all. The new intern number one.
Uh-huh.
We're not ready to take interns yet, but we're hoping that program is back here
at some
very
point
soon.
Yep.
We're
going
to sell it to the new company, as in we want to grow you a farm team.
Yeah.
Don't be a duck.
We want you to have, when we die off, we want there to be people to step right in.
We'll train them.
Yeah.
They'll learn how to do it, and then they can do it
right
down the line.
You need that. You need a little redundancy.
It actually makes a lot of sense.
It does.
We shouldn't have
you
to talk further.
You say you love radio so much, and you've just made quite a large investment in radio.
This is really the way to make sure you've got talent going for years and years to come. My childhood favorite dessert was Chips Ahoy dunked in Hawaiian punch, says 707.
Oh, God, boy. Yuck. We'll eat anything when we're kids.
408 says, Vinny, you fat ass. No one eats a whole row of Oreos in one sitting. 20 burpees for you.
Get him!
Fat ass!
I don't like that person's attitude.
Did you say you ate a whole roll?
Oh, I've eaten a whole row.
When I was a kid, I absolutely came home every day after school and had Oreos and milk, for sure. And it wasn't until later I found out my mom kept that crap in the house for her.
Oh.
It wasn't that she wanted it. We ate them, but we were her. We were
the
her
excuse.
what do they call that?
Her cover?
Her beard.
Right.
We were her beard for her late night snacking. Uh-huh. And since she never gained any weight from it, no one would ever have known that she was hammering Oreos late at night after everyone was in bed.
You boys. Caused her all that stress. Four men in the house. Oh,
I know. Starting with Vinny, too.
I know.
She must have just been pulling her hair out.
Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome.
You're such good
Nothing
friends.
But love, baby.
Right. Then my five-year-old daughter eats the same taco, no meat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Olives,
cheese,
avocado, olives, cheese, and lettuce was the taco she ate last night.
In a soft corn shell? What do you, hard?
She fried up corn tortillas last night.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, you just want your kid to put something down. Just eat something because you're going to say, I'm hungry right at bedtime.
Right.
Punk. Can I get a shout out for my BFF, Jenny? Her 30th birthday was yesterday and she loves you guys.
Oh, Jenny, thanks for listening and happy, happy, happy birthday.
I met a lot of Sarah and Vinny fans at the Salesforce party.
Oh, yeah?
When I was out on Saturday night. And some of them, a few of the ladies who came up were like, we see Hooman at every city event.
He is
every time
perpetually present.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they say?
All nice things. And also they were just like, but we are at all this stuff hoping to see, you know, more of you guys. And
it's always Hooman.
It's Hooman represents our show everywhere.
You are amazing, Hooman. Thank you for all you do.
Wow.
My pleasure.
Nice, Hooman. Nice.
You're welcome.
650 says, oh, yeah, and who loved the light blue jacket?
Oh.
You're looking slimmer.
What's this?
He wore that at the...
The tree lighting. The tree
lighting.
A chance to talk a lot about the tree lighting, that was such a spectacular event.
It was really beautiful.
Yeah, all the executives from Westfield were there, and we had a DJ, world-class DJ, DJ Kid Linus, an amazing singer.
Kid Linus.
I know, right? Yeah, it was all world-class.
Of course it was.
And then we lit the tree, and that was super fun.
Who got to push the button?
Santa and Mrs. Claus turned a key while all of us in unison counted down from 10.
Oh.
Everyone noticed how young Mrs. Claus was.
Yeah, Mrs. Claus was.
Did he cash in the old Mrs. Claus?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh.
Younger model?
She was very young.
Go Santa. Yeah. Hooman. That wasn't Garth Brooks singing.
Is it Hank Williams? Who does that song?
No, you know, it's a Garth Brooks song, but that must have been a cover.
Oh.
Well, listen, I haven't been to Target to get his album. Forgive
Hooman
me.
Hooman picking a Garth Brooks song that's not even on the album is absolutely classic.
Well, it's Hooman. Everything he does is absolutely. It's an instant classic.
You just played Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks, but that wasn't Garth singing. Way to go, Hooman.
Who was it? If you know so much.
Have you seen Dark on Netflix? It was very good.
Dark?
Dark.
Oh. I'm always looking for something to watch. We're watching Outlander right now on Starz.
Oh, some people wrote about that. I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 707 says, Georgie here. George!
Hey, George.
George.
Don't worry. I took up the slack for the kids. I had our Toys for Tots event Saturday and collected 1,001 toys and 2,500 in cash.
Oh, that's great.
That's his Corvette Car Club.
Yes. I saw the pictures. There was tons of stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Way to go,
good
Georgie.
For you, George.
Thanks, George.
Who said boo after the PTSD story?
I think it was
Was Hooman. That Hooman? How rude.
I know.
Because, you know,
she
he said
I'm
it because...
one of Sarah's minions.
Right,
that's
and he doesn't
that.
Like the minions.
I don't.
He thinks that people agree with me just because it doesn't matter what I say. They'll just agree.
I don't just think that. I know that.
You're not giving people enough credit.
You're right.
I just happen to hold popular viewpoints.
Easy with those naps.
A few weeks ago, you were discussing a movie that was classic. It was so bad, it's good. What movie was that? Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
That would be The Room. It's horrible. And yet, you can't stop watching, and there's a whole movie about the making of the movie.
And tomorrow, you'll hear the interview with me and Bryn and James and Dave Franco.
Yep, you got the Franco brothers on the show for tomorrow. I can't wait. The Disaster Artist, I think, is opening wide this week, right? It goes to all the theaters.
Yeah, it'll expand from the 19 it was opening.
Sarah had an opinion earlier on the show that I can't support, and I'll read this. There's a quote from you in it, but I'll read this in another voice. I'm not even going to be heard saying these words. I am with you, Sarah. Keep your head out of the shot and use protection, kids.
Yeah, you got to tell your kids that stuff.
Thanks for the shout out on your Netflix tour, Rosie.
What?
Remember?
Rosie is the one who showed Hooman around at Netflix.
I just didn't understand.
Thanks for the shout out.
They got
on
a little
your
tour.
Netflix tour.
Right after the show on Friday, because they were right across the street. Hey, everybody at Netflix. Thanks for listening. Guess we have some listeners over there.
If I can find it, someone who is in the... let me see if I can get to it. It was about that. I went to see Coco at 9:10 and didn't get out until almost 11:30.
40 minutes.
40 minutes of trailers and a 22-minute short.
916 says, Netflix only allows 4K films shot on only certain cameras. All of being shot 90 years ago on a cell phone, not going to happen. From someone who actually puts out films.
Oh, that was a filmmaker, Hooman. Does that piss you off a little
bit? No, not at all. Now we can stop talking about Netflix.
Oh.
Thanks.
Just so you guys know, a lot of tech companies serve their employees breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Full meals every day for free. Thanks. Burn on us. We have to pay for Doritos.
Yeah, we get those from the company kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for using Company Kitchen.
Oh, we got our winner, by the way, for Disneyland.
Oh, and we'll have more of those. They're throughout the day, 9, 11, and 3 p.m., your chances to win.
Someone has asked about a wedding. This is a wedding question. If you're an ex and you get invited, do you go and sit writhing in angst that you could have that could have been you?
I would hope that if an ex got invited to a wedding that they have progressed to a point where they're friends and that you would bring a date and behave yourself if you were going to go at all. I don't know. That seems like a
person
who should not go.
Yeah, do not go.
If you're asking us, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, don't go. That's the safe move. Be above it. If you're going to go there and have too many drinks and start crying, don't go.
Yeah. And in general, if you have questions, we do love to answer them.
Right.
And you can send them to us. We'll answer them on our now uncensored secret show. Mm-hmm. The bleeps are gone, people. Not off the old ones. Those we'll have to go through one at a time. But all the new ones. Starting last Thursday, we said all the words.
It's fun.
Yep.
It's really nice to know that we're going to be competing with other podcasts on a level playing field.
Right. We were doing okay even bleeping.
Right. I know. But
now,
Woo. You won't have to fight through the bleeps and try and guess what was said.
Mm-hmm. It'll be all laid right out there for you. Face in the picture.
They're back.
Again, Ready Player One was the name of the book we were talking about earlier. A lot of people were writing
so good
about that. Think about how many public restrooms are out there. Where I live, there are none. Imagine that you're paid based on number of deliveries. It's not right. But I can imagine she was in a total bind. The person, this is the driveway pooper.
Mm-hmm. It was the... we think a hired hand, UPS,
Amazon
delivery
person.
Because they were driving like a U-Haul, like maybe extra help for the holidays. And she pooped right in the dude's driveway. And he caught her on camera. He thought just a giant dog had popped a squat right there. But
then he checked the camera and saw different.
Some lady.
Yikes.
Yeah, that is it. Well, listen, but maybe she did feel bad about it and then didn't have a baggie to pick it up with.
Why is human poop worse? I don't know why, but it is.
It just is.
It just seems worse.
It's just bigger.
Maybe it's because we know that humans can pick up after themselves and dogs can't.
Right.
Yeah.
So
we
feel
accept
like,
it from a dog, but a person
so
should.
I pick up your poop.
Right.
That's
what
I do.
4 months old.
And she was in a van. So it's like, why not go in the back of your van or like between the seats?
Into a bag.
Yeah.
It just seems like you have more choices. Dogs are just like, well... I know, someone's driveway. And then to leave it there. Oy. Horrendous.
Love you guys, but just because you've never seen a show doesn't mean no one knows about it. Suits is great and has a huge following.
Yeah, apparently so. We're just saying that we haven't seen it, that's all. We're sorry that we haven't seen it.
Great news. Only 2 weeks of Sarah losing her bleep over a bleep show.
What?
It's the short version of Celebrity Big Brother. They're saying they won't have to listen to you.
Oh, lucky you. Good for
go
you.
Go on and on about
God,
Big Brother.
Show.
I like it too, so I'm in. I'll watch it with you.
Yeah, thank you. I don't like to watch stuff alone.
Godless is so damn good, I'm bummed I'm finished with it.
Mm. It's funny because usually I just plow through stuff that I like, and as much as I would like to be done with it and have seen it all, I'm actually kind of glad that we're stretching it out because I think about it all the time. God, it's so good. You've not looked?
I don't. We don't have it anymore.
Blew through Godless. Awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
OMG, just finished the last episode of Godless. It's so good.
Oh, don't give me any spoilers, Finny.
The end of Godless is...
No. Just kidding. Take it easy.
God,
what's wrong with you?
I don't know. You can be
I wasn't
very
even quick
cruel.
Enough to get it out right. Sheesh. and then the royal crap. We can be done.
Yeah, the royals.
Lots of royals.
Enough of that. She does seem multi-talented, though. What a well-rounded young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Radio. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It was a hectic Monday, but a super fun Monday.
Yeah, it went by really fast.
It did. It went by super fast. And now we will leave you to the rest of the day here at Alice. There are chances for you to win 4 packs of tickets to Disney and be listening for the special code words because we're actually going to take people and fly them to Vegas. 3 times a day we have these trips to give away. It's a national contest. 80787 is the number. And we'll give you a code word. You've got an hour to put that in, and you could win this incredible trip to 3 nights of concerts, including Duran Duran and the Foo Fighters.
Do not forget to let Janie drive you home. You know, the show's, station's
absolutely.
Open all day, and you've got tickets, plus Jane's on this afternoon.
That's right.
Yep.
We've got it all for you here. And but while you're at it, visit RadioAlice.com. Put a few clicks on over there. What don't we give you?
Right.
Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.